It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There is a huge push going on right now from banks and wireless companies to have you put away your credit card and pay for your purchases with your smartphone. This week, Barclays, JPMorgan Chase, and Capital One announced they'll launch a trial program for mobile payments this summer. But it's not like using a card or cash is that hard. So why the push? Nick Holland from the Yankee Group says banks want to show that the world needs banks.
You have the potential now with some of the newer payment players, such as, I'd say, you know, PayPal, for example, or even, say, Amazon or Google or, potentially even Facebook, entering the market. I mean, you don't have any more the requirement for issuing physical rectangles or plastic.
So the banks want to stay relevant. They don't want to get cut out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's more than anything else that.
Well, you know, I often wish that I was more hip than I am, but it takes more than putting on a pair of skinny jeans to become cool. What are the banks intending to provide that makes them still a relevant and necessary part of this evolution?
Well, that's a really good question because, frankly, they really need to look at how they're going to differentiate from what they already have. I mean, if the entity that seems to be missing from a lot of these discussions is what's in it for the merchant. So is there a way of this being a cheaper transaction or does it provide more foot traffic or maybe there's some kind of loyalty scheme built into it that provides, you know, greater incentives for consumers to go to the checkout.
Your bank and your wireless company may want you to pay with your phone because your phone stores a lot more information about you than a $20 bill does. Igor Stenmark is with MGI Research.
Payment business is a 2% business. So it's a business with very, very thin margins. So that's why you see our players getting in who will hopefully be able to derive revenues and profits by selling advertising, by selling data. Let's say if Google Wallet is used in a transaction and you happen to be in the store, they know, and because we know the location of where a transaction is conducted, they know how much you spend, they know what you spend it on. How much is that worth in terms of selling advertising? That's worth a lot.
Igor Stenmark of MGI Research. So there you have it. You can write down all your personal information and spending habits and send it to the place you're shopping and your bank and your wireless provider, or you could pay with your phone. Let's fire up the rumor mill. Adele?
Rumor has it.
Apple has announced an event to take place next Wednesday. The iPad 3 is expected to be unveiled. Among the rumored features, much higher resolution screen, better camera, faster processor. Also, a rumor that it's thicker. By the way, you can find the iPad 2 on sale for $50 off this week, so you'd have exactly 7 days to feel thrifty before feeling like a sucker.
It, he's the one I'm leaving you for.
Some new research on social networks brings us to
Tech Report Theater.
I will play Google Plus. Producer Larissa Anderson plays Pinterest, the fast-growing social network site. Hey, Pinterest.
Google Plus.
Are those the latest ComScore stats of how much time an average user spends on us a month?
Yeah.
Well, what did you get?
89 minutes a month.
Wow, that's really high. And you're still so new. What do I have here? 33 minutes. Ooh.
Oh, actually, there's a decimal point there.
3.3 minutes a month? That's down from last month and the one before. Are you dropping too?
No, I've caught on like wildfire.
I don't get it. I let people put other people in circles. What do people love more than being put in circles?
Pictures, their friends, a site that's easy to use.
Interesting.
Pinteresting.
Whatever. Want to talk it over in one of my video hangout rooms?
No.
And see. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.